What do Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents make of her? The first-term member has backed conspiracy theories and, as recently as 2019, appeared to support killing political opponents, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Those past words got her booted from her House committee assignments last week. WABE's Lisa Hagan has the view from her district.
Getting people in downtown Rome, Georgia, to talk about their new congresswoman is not easy these days.
I mean, I know of her, but I don't get into politics, so.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
After losing her committee seats within weeks of being sworn in, Green has Georgians guessing what she'll do next. But anyone thinking of crossing her should be ready for a rough ride, according to John Cowan.
They're going to be called a rhino. They're going to be called Never Trumper. They're going to be called all sorts of things.
Cowan lost a primary against Green last year. In this mostly conservative, evangelical Christian area of North Georgia, Cowan says there's a lot of fear about the country's direction. Fear Green uses to collect money and endorsements.
Look, guys, what she is saying superficially, we all agree with. But the problem is you need to look at the messenger who is saying this.
What he means is Green's not from the community. She's from the Atlanta area. And she had run for office there, but abruptly moved to the 14th district when the incumbent decided to retire.
This is someone who is there to get something from the community.
That's not how Farrell Cowan feels about it. No relation to John.
I like Marcy better.
And why is that?
Because that guy's a Cowan, I'm a Cowan, and he didn't reach out to me. She did.
He owns a gun store and says he wasn't that interested in politics until Green stopped by.
She seems like she's really smart. She knows what she's talking about, too. I don't believe she leave anybody hanging, though, you know what I'm saying?
And about the conspiracy theory stuff.
I haven't been listening to the news or nothing lately because a lot of it's not even true. They just telling people it's all kinds of crap these days.
He doesn't listen to any news, period, he says. Same with Facebook. As for what he thinks Green should do in Washington...
Well, she just needs to, you know, try to stand up for our rights and not let people take them from us.
Which rights?
Well, all the ones we're entitled to.
Stripped of her congressional responsibilities, it's hard to say how much pull Green will have. She says she'll be freer to push the GOP further to the right. That worries Terrell Shaw, a retired elementary school teacher and a Democrat. Shaw, who lives in Rome, says he's disappointed that Green has gotten so much attention after Georgia helped Democrats win the presidency and flip the Senate.
Well, I just think back to some of the outstanding congressmen we've had from this area.
Conservatives who compromised, he says, unlike Green.
Well, she's made it plain what her positions are, and they're extreme. She's still spouting the just absolute nonsense that President Biden wasn't elected. I mean, give me a break.
Across Georgia, there's a lot of quiet talk in political circles about Green's future. It's possible redistricting could push her out of office. She's also been mentioned as a potential primary challenger to Governor Brian Kemp next year. Or maybe she'll face her own tough primary. Either way, no one expects her to stay quiet. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Hagan in Rome, Georgia.